Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm Lee Houston. My brother, Greg McCray. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good, man. We are a week away from not a week away. We're tomorrow, in fact. Hang on a second, y'all. My alarm's going off. Y'all excuse that for 1 second. We are a day away from Survivor Series, and it's getting pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be real, real fire tomorrow.
I can't believe it's tomorrow and Thanksgiving is next week. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the Rumble, man. Don't know what's going to happen this year, but I'm looking forward to it. But in the meantime, Survivor Series, get this card right quick. I can pull it up. 1 second here. I can pull up this card. Hang on a second. All right, for Survivor Series. Survivor Series. We'll talk about AEW as well in just a little bit. First Survivor Series. Y'all give me a minute. Okay. Okay, let's talk about Survivor Series from the Barclays Center. By the way, while I got on my mind, if you're in the Barclays Center area, there are going to be special t-shirts going on sale to celebrate the life, the legacy, the memory of Hall of Famer Bruno Sammartino. Available only... for right now, at least, only at the American Airlines Center.
Yeah, that's a great memorial, a great keepsake of the great Bruno Sammartino. You know, one of the great original wrestling champions, the greatest champion of all time.
Yes, sir. So if you're in, I'm still getting the car together. If you're in the Barclays Center, where, New York?
But it's in New York, but it's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. You're in the Brooklyn area?
Morrow, New York. New York City.
It's just so nice and named it twice. If you're in the New York area, check it out. Get your t-shirt for the late, great Bruno Sammartino. By the way, let's get in this card right quick. Team Raw for the men's traditional match. Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory. It's going to Team SmackDown. Y'all excuse the background for a second. Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods, Baron Corbin. I'm not calling Happy Corbin. His name is Baron Corbin. And Sheamus. For Team Raw, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, Queen Zelina Vega. Team SmackDown, Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, Natalya Neidhart, and Toni Storm. That's going to be interesting right there. Once again, for the upcoming time, Becky Lynch will take on Charlotte Flair, Raw Champion versus SmackDown Champion. The WWE Champion, Big E will take on SmackDown Universal Champion Roman Reigns. RK-Bro will take on the tag champs from SmackDown, the Usos, Damian Priest, the United States champion, take on Shinsuke Nakamura, the Nakano champion, and we're going to have a 25-man battle royal match from all three brands. Raw, well, from all two brands. NXT is not part of this one this year.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, a real good card. think one of the sleeper matches that could, you know, if they allow it to be great, is that Damian Priest versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
And I hope the Battle Royal has something on the line, and not just have Battle Royal just to have it. The winner gets a little somethings, you know.
Yeah, what they say is to commemorate the anniversary of Bruno Sammartino, whatnot. Yeah, I'm with you. Let this be the. They should go back to the way things were for bragging rights. You know, give somebody bragging rights, you know?
Yeah.
Give us a reason to say that we won.
Like, it'd be cool, like, the winner of the Battle Royal gets to be number 30, and you want to be number 30 because you're fresh, you're ready to go. Everybody else is tired and exhausted. Those who last, when you get to the 30 mark, you're tired, you're exhausted. When you come out 30, you're fresh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So you get to win your coveted 30 spot, you know, working hard for something like that. I have one step closer to getting in the main event of WrestleMania.
Oh, you said it's so country. You said WrestleMania. You said it's so country, like. Lord, that was country. Anyway. WrestleMania tickets are available right now as we speak. God willing, I'll be there. It's right here in Dallas, Texas at the Cowboys Stadium. The home of the Cowboys, the Arlington, Texas. And hopefully, maybe, unless they're BSing us, Stone Cold Steve Austin will host WrestleMania 38.
And hoping, cross my fingers, if they induct the Undertaker into the Hall of Fame this year in Texas.
That would be nice, but it's out of the wind, but it's going to happen. I just don't know when. Sooner rather than later. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm looking forward to them doing it when they was in Houston a few years back, but it didn't happen. So now he officially retired. So hopefully he'll get there this year.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Also, let's talk about AEW right quick. Where do you see them, like, what's your opinion altogether, right, like, at this moment?
Man, AEW is doing great. My only fear is, WWE let go another round of people. And I mean, they let go enough people that they can come together and make up their own new wrestling promotion. We can have a third great wrestling promotion. Only fear is they may get too many WWE releases. I'm hoping some of them go to Impact and do real good there. So they need to get the right pieces, the right fit for the coming to the company to improve, but they made real good. I'm loving CM Punk, MJF, good thing. I'm loving Daniel Bryan turning heel, him and Heyman Adam Page. The only thing I'm scared about is they take the belt off of Heyman and like as soon as he got it, his first defense, he loses. And you see him trying to go back and get it back. Okay, is that going to be another story that you get the prize, you can't hold on to it? So, maybe that's something that may be set up for another storyline for him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You got the belt, and you lost it in your first defense. You get the belt again, now are you going to hold on to it? You lost it. They may be shooting for that storyline. I'm not sure.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you won the championship the night after. Let's say you won championship on pay per view. The night after, are you defending the title or are you taking the night off?
I'm chilling, taking the night off. I'm taking the whole But I got to send it every 30 days. I'm taking the whole 30 days. I'm taking off to the next pay-per-view I got to send it on.
Interesting.
I'm walking around, you know, I'm taking like 2 weeks off, and then I may wrestle, but I ain't putting my title on the line.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I like it that every wrestling company nowadays, they follow the Jack Tunney rule. The Jack Tunney rule is every champion must defend their title within 30 days.
Yeah.
And that's
I can deal with that, you know. Especially if you have pay-per-view every 30 days, then I see that.
And that's
I think AEW have maybe a pay-per-view maybe like once every 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Make your champion defend it every, at the main pay-per-view, and then make it something special for him to defend it on the show maybe once or twice a year. To make it, something real big that you do when they do defend it on TV.
Yes, sir. I remember, first of all, I will say this. I think it's smart for a champion to defend it, every other month. It's really foolish to win a championship y'all worked your butt off. It was grueling. It was painful. It was exhausting. And the next night you defend your title, I'm all for fighting champion. I'm all for fighting champion. But at the same time, use your brains.
Yeah.
Like,
the only reason I would see something like that, somebody have something like the Money in the Bank contract where, anything can happen at any time. You want it to really be a surprise, somebody, I'm coming out there and I'm talking and I get jumped. And come out with the briefcase. The cash is okay, I can deal with this. I even love the fact, that when they had Dolph Ziggler do the cash in, I think, the night after WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So, do it in a way where, surprise people, And now, they did so many different things, it's kind of hard to surprise us now. But we're always looking for the cash.
Oh, man. I like how... I was going to say something before I said that. I forgot what I was going to say. But you're a champion. Depending on how grueling it is, you need to rest your body. Because the rest of the business take a lot off your time, off your life, off your body.
If you make it to when you make it to the champion, I believe you deserve a little more rest than other people because you work your way up to that, and you want it to be special when you see the champion actually wrestling. That's one thing that made Hulk Hogan special. When he became champion, we saw him a lot on TV, but we didn't see him wrestle much outside of pay-per-view. That would make people want to go buy the pay-per-view because you only saw Hulk Hogan wrestling when he defended his belt.
Yep.
Yeah, he may have had the championship for years at a time, but you didn't see him wrestle on regular TV, except for maybe like a special Saturday night main event. The main event of that is Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy in a steel cage, or Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair in a special, special grudge match on that, But other than that, you didn't see Hulk Hogan wrestle on regular weekly TV. He came on there and he talked up and he promoted his big match.
Mm-hmm.
And when he promoted his big match,
that's what he says, y'all.
Had everything headed towards that big drive.
Yes, sir. Y'all, excuse me. I had to switch sides. I'm telling my right side switch. Anyway, now, let's say for your smaller championships, your Intercontinental title, your World, your United States title, your smaller titles like that, they can defend those on TV the next night. I would do it like this. It's confusing as hell, so stay with me a little bit. It's confusing as hell. I would do a gauntlet match. And for the championship in the gauntlet match.
So I would say the Intercontinental champion is supposed to be your workhorse champion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you go to prove them yourself that you can handle being as the big champion. Now, what WCW did
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really good, man. Sounds good. You know, Daniel Bryan had the point. He had a point, and then again, he was like, this is the wrong place in time. For example, Daniel Bryan said, I won the championship. I won the world championship. I defended the next night. Yes, and that was stupid. There's a very... Bryan Danielson, hope he has a great life in AEW. A few people are mad about John Morrison getting released. Those of you don't know what release is basically a nice word saying you got fired. Yeah. Those of you don't know. Yeah. So basically release is the softer word for getting fired. Yes, indeed, man. You know, a lot of Mrs. Morrison, John Morrison's wife, was really ticked off. I'm like, bruh, you act like there's nowhere else to go, man.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Oh, he was the ECW champion. And technically, that is a world title, technically.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, a major is a world champion. But, yeah, it is a world champion because Big Show is the only wrestler who was the WCW, WWE, and ECW heavyweight championship.
Yes, sir. The only man to do that, by the way. And no, speaking of the Big Show, they tried it in WWE. It was the only reason it didn't work because they didn't think Shaq would take it seriously. But I think Big Show and Shaq and AEW would be, that's fire right there. A sexy sir.
He's one of my favorite women wrestlers in AEW. I mean, she got the look, she got the moves, she got the attitude. Man, I'm ready for to see her win the TV title, and I want to see her go against Rick Baker, DMD for the women's title.
You know, when Jay Cargill first mentioned Shaq, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I know, hold up, wait a minute, hold on. Only one person on this planet go by the name Shaq. Like, nah, no way, nah, not, no, not to say I know it was Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm like, I missed that whole pay-per-view, but man, I'm like, you kidding me, Shaq in wrestling? I gotta see this. Yes, sir, it's only, I would, man, I mean, Shaquille O'Neal was great in basketball, but him in wrestling, I love to see that once again. The only reason they didn't was because they didn't think that Shaq would take it seriously.
Well,
Shaq threw them all. Mm-hmm. She sure did, man. It would've been man, that's awesome. I know it's early, but who you have for the Royal Rumble? I'm looking forward to that. My pick, it's an underdog pick. I'm going with what's his name? The one and only. What's his name? Ricochet. That's a possibility right there. That is a possibility. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to let you know. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, say it again.
I'd
like to let you know that today's episode brought to you by Back of Deliveries and More. Yeah, Back of Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-71 backup. 888-712-2587. BackDeliveriesAndMore.com. If you have a CDL license, hit them up. Y'all can work out a schedule and a pay grade, everything, and you'll be all right. Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. Now, if you do not have, if you want to go to WrestleMania, Tickets are available right now as we speak. I recommend SeatGeek.com, maybe Ticketmaster, somewhere cheap. This year's going to be two nights. So I would do, if I can't go to both, I would go to like night one and watch night two on Peacock, or go to night two, watch night one on Peacock. But the whole thing. Oh yeah. As nobody fault, because at the time, all that was planned for a live audience. Yeah. I can see that happening. I can see that happening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning. Big thank you to Greg McCray for joining me. Hopefully we'll hear from you guys. I'll either do something either before Survivor Series or afterwards. Or if not, Monday or Tuesday, something like that. We got to get out of here. Have a great day. Enjoy your day, weekend. We'll see you Sunday at Survivor Series in the Barclays Center.
See you Sunday.
Thank you, Miller.